the volumes of truth. Volume 7. Thus declares the Lord, against the nation once called of itself, under God. April 19, 2010, from the Lord, our God and Savior. For all those who have ears to hear. My sons, have you seen all these abominations, wrought in your land? Have you seen how they pollute my name, day and night without ceasing? How they parade their adulteries, continually before my face? Behold, the sins of this people are very great. Sins of every kind. Iniquity beyond measure. Therefore prophesy. Lift up your voices and prophesy against this nation, and say to this wicked people. Thus says the Lord. I am against you. Behold, I have set my face against you for harm, and not for good. For you have become a nation of harlots, a perverse and lawless people, who uphold abomination, and cast righteousness to the ground. Thus the day has come, and all shall enter in. And upon this nation, once called of itself under God, shall come ruin, even calamity upon calamity, disasters of every kind. Behold, I am calling the earth to rise up and fight against you, O proud and arrogant people. For you are a very adulterous people, a wayward generation, who have removed themselves far from me. A people who walk in the ways of the pagan and delight in the ways of the heathen. A whole nation which lifts up its heel against me. A nation which murders the innocent. A nation which casts the widow and the elderly aside in their affliction, and forgets the needs of the fatherless. A nation which does not uphold the cause of the poor and the needy. A nation which oppresses the alien and does not aid the stranger in their time of need. A hard-hearted generation. A very rebellious people, who reject both me and my word. Therefore, you shall become the afflicted, and I shall leave you fatherless in your time of need. Behold, I have turned to you the back, from you I am far removed, says the Lord. Yes, I shall surely leave you poor and naked, oppressed, with no one to uphold you or listen to your cause. Lost, a stranger wandering in desolate lands, for my anger is kindled against you. Behold, the heat of my indignation has come up into my face, and shall burn as a raging fire, in the day I repay you for all your evil deeds, declares the Lord. For I have seen your wickedness, and I have looked upon the deceit of your heart, O fallen nation. Therefore, I am coming down to break this people, to severely humble this great nation. For the wicked have become a sore, an awful sickness spreading forth across the land. A disease which I shall command the earth to cleanse, until all this wickedness is consumed, says the Lord God. Yet I shall not make a total end, for I shall clothe all who come to me in sincere repentance with fine robes. I shall feed the poor in spirit, wipe the tears of the remorseful, and uphold the broken. I shall shelter the penitent and give grace to the humble, and the pure in heart shall behold my face. Indeed, all who wash my feet with their tears shall be comforted for 1 week in the house of the Lord, says the Holy One of Israel.